Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Rev up those engines to max RPMs and hit the knobs for an extra boost of speed, because it's time once again for Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the 10th and latest installment, F9, The Fast Saga, released this year, 2021. Spoilers ahead. Well, we've finally caught up. The 10th film in the franchise, and man was this worth watching the other movies for. This film has several flashback scenes where we see younger versions of some of our favorite characters. It's like Fast and Furious Muppet Babies. But in the present day, we find Dom, Letty, and little Brian living in the countryside, but they're called back into action after Mr. Nobody's plane is attacked by Dom's brother, Jacob, played by the Invisible One himself, John Cena. It turns out Nobody had caught Cypher and was transporting one half of a computer virus called Project Ares, which could control anything and everything. The crew comes together in Nobody's secret hideout, where Mia joins up with them, as well as Han, back from the dead. Turns out he was undercover for Nobody, who helped fake his death in order to go on assignment protecting the secrets of Project Ares. Unfortunately, Jacob and Cypher have gotten their hands on both pieces of Project Ares, and through a benefactor, they plan to use a satellite to upload the Ares virus into every possible device. The Fast crew are able to fight off Jacob and Cypher, including several chases involving ultra-powerful magnets, John Cena sliding down the world's longest zip line, and, I kid you not, Tej and Roman go into space in a rocket-powered Pontiac Fiero built by the Tokyo Drift peeps, Sean and Twinkie. By the end of the movie, Jacob acts like a true Toretto and turns to fight for his family, defeating Cypher, but not recapturing her. Han reunites with Sean, Mia reunites with Jacob, and the family is complete again. And of course, the film ends in a family dinner featuring the whole crew and the Tokyo Drift peeps, back at the newly rebuilt LA home of Dominic Toretto. And before they begin, a blue Nissan Skyline pulls into the driveway because Brian has arrived just in time. I love this scene because it shows just how big this family has grown over the 20 years of Fast and Furious movies. After having watched all 10 of these movies, I've grown attached to these characters. They feel like family. And I'm excited to see the next one, which should be titled Fast 10 Your Seatbelts. But that's besides the point. Let's talk about what this franchise and Dominic Toretto love to talk about more than anything, family. The Bible talks a lot about families and their importance. Respect your mother and father, husbands love your wives just as Christ loved the church, children are a heritage from the Lord, but family doesn't mean just blood relatives. It extends to those we love and who love us, which should include each other. What do I mean by that? Well, we're all children of God, which makes us brothers and sisters in Christ, in the love of Christ. In John 15:12, Jesus says to his followers, including us, "Love one another as I have loved you." This isn't always easy. We have disagreements, like any family, brothers and sisters do. The Bible says in Colossians 3:13, "Bear with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive." We see examples of what not to do as siblings. Cain killing Abel, Jacob stealing Esau's blessing, Joseph's brothers selling him into slavery. Brothers are not always the best, but we need to forgive each other. In order to bring love to the world, we need to cultivate it amongst each other and then spread it to everyone. How do we do this? Well, we can build each other up instead of tearing each other down. Approach everyone with love and help and treat others as if they were part of your blood family. Love each other and others like brothers and sisters. Because, in the words of Dom Toretto himself, we don't got friends, we got family. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff, your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.